The Dorflinger's class will be upstairs this morning. I hope you don't underestimate the importance of praying a blessing over the congregation. There's something, it isn't just a matter of routine or this is our protocol. When we're asking God to bless the offering and the tithes, it's a matter of putting it into his hands so he could multiply it. And when the man of God prays over a congregation, there's something that happens. Yes. Something happens. It's not routine. It's a blessing. It really is. So, Lord, we ask your blessing upon the offering and the tithes, and that you would keep your holy hands on your people. Protect us, comfort us, keep us. Lord, you're the healer, you're the problem solver. And God, before we woke up this morning, you were waiting for us. God, we only hope that you're rejoicing in what we could produce here this morning. We ask your blessing on the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you turn with me to the book of Judges, chapter 7, starting in verse number 16. And he divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand, with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. This is Gideon. They're about to enter into a battle. And he said unto them, look on me and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye do. When I blow with a trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpets also on every side of all of the camp, and say, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And then if you turn to Numbers chapter 10, verse number 8. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow with the trumpets, and they shall be to you for an ordinance forever throughout your generations. You may be seated. It said in Judges that Gideon put a trumpet in every man's hand, not just those who are in front, not those who are qualified to do battle, but in every man's hand, and that they were to use that trumpet, they were to blow that trumpet. Numbers told us that the priest, that's us, shall blow the trumpet as an ordinance forever to your generation. So it isn't something that has changed. The word trumpet is used 104 times in Scripture. It has a very significant meaning even in this day. We find in 1 Corinthians 15 and 52, it tells us in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Changed by the sound of a trumpet. Even Christ himself shall call us to heaven with a trumpet. I couldn't believe how significant a trumpet is in the Word of God. If you'll turn to 1 Thessalonians, I know it's very familiar scripture, chapter 4 and verse number 16. For the Lord himself, shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. So God's return is going to be with a trumpet. Amen. And the angels will need to know how to blow trumpets as well. Because in Matthew 24 and 31, Jesus said, "And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other." It sounds like all of us are waiting for a sound of a trumpet to take us into another world. It will be the last sound that we'll ever hear will be the sound of a trumpet, and we're going to be gone. Hallelujah. God could have used a violin. But I don't think a violin will get the attention of most people. But there's something about a trumpet that calls our attention to what is about to happen. Folks, it's going to be loud and it's going to be clear. No one will miss the sound if they're ready to fly. That sound will be the last thing that we'll hear. How's your hearing this morning? Are we thinking about what we have to do, or are we thinking about, I wonder, is it today? You see, nothing has to happen before God comes back. All prophecy has been fulfilled. As I was putting together this message this week, I had this thought: not everyone will hear the sound of the trumpet. Not everyone, even though it's going to be loud, it's going to be piercing, God will give his redeemed ears to hear the last call to heaven. And I'm not just talking about those who have been baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost. Have you ever been so preoccupied with things that you were involved in that you missed a call? Somebody was talking to you and you just didn't, I didn't hear that at all. In these last days, when we have so much going on, we could get to that place where we're so preoccupied with our life that we could miss it. Hallelujah. That we could miss the sound of the trumpet, that last call. I've been in airports where I'm waiting for flights, and over the loudspeaker they say, "Your flight is about to board." And I've never heard it because I was looking or doing something else. The question I bring to you this morning: are you listening for the trumpet? Are you listening for that sound that'll take us out of here? Church, it could happen anytime. It won't be at a convenient time. It won't be when you've got everything all put together. When life is just, you know what? I've been waiting for 75 years for my life to get normal, and I've just come to the realization this is normal. It's never going to be perfect. It's never going to be to a place where, well, this is what I've arrived. This is what I've been waiting for. Jesus said, when you think not. In fact, Matthew 24 and 44 says, "Therefore, be also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh." Hallelujah. We can get so comfortable in our religion, our relationship, that we're not listening anymore. Maybe we're not even listening to the message. And I'm afraid that the church can get the idea that he's just not coming in my lifetime. It's going to be a long time before he comes. 5 out of 10 virgins missed it. We're not talking about the world. We're talking about the church. Half of the church, even though they had the oil filled with the Holy Ghost, missed it. Are we listening for the sound of the trump? This is not a political message, folks. This is about our salvation. Hallelujah. I miss the sound of trumpets in our church. I'm sorry. We used to have a whole bank of trumpets in our church and song service. The scriptures tell us that we need to praise him with the sound of the trumpet. God showed me that the church can survive without violins and drums and guitars and even a keyboard, but the church can't survive without trumpets within the church. That's right. In 2 Kings 12, King Jehoash had a plan to rebuild the house of God. They didn't have any money, and so what he did is he put a box in the house of the Lord, and he drilled a hole in the box, and then he asked people to put money into that hole in the box for the renovating, for the restoration of the church. So if you'll turn to 2 Kings, the 12th chapter, starting in verse number 9, it says, "But Jehoadad, the priest, took a chest and bored a hole in the lid of it and set it beside the altar on the right side as one cometh into the house of the Lord. And the priest that kept the door put therein all of the money that was brought into the house of the Lord." It's very similar to what we have in our vestibule. "And it was so, when they saw that there was much money in the chest, that the king's scribes and the high priest came up, and they put up in bags and told the money that was found in the house of the Lord. And they gave the money being told into the hands of them that did the work, that had the oversight of the house of the Lord, and they laid it out to the carpenters and builders that wrought upon the house of the Lord, and to masons and hewers of stone, and to buy timber and hewn stone to repair the breaches of the house of the Lord, and for all that was laid out for the house to repair it. Howbeit, they were not made for the house of the Lord bowls of silver and snuffers and basins and trumpets, any vessels of gold or vessels of silver of the money that was brought into the house of the Lord." They wanted to rebuild the house of God. They wanted revival. People were willing to give in order to have revival, but they left a few things out in the rebuilding process. Much money was collected by the people to restore the house, but they omitted certain items that used to be in the house of God, vessels of silver and gold. That cost too much. Holiness and separation. And where are the trumpets? Where are they? No child of Israel was unfamiliar with the sound of the trumpet. The sound of the trumpet framed every day in their lives. At the crack of dawn and at the going down of the sun, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the trumpet called people to worship. All feasts were marked by the blast of the trumpet. At Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, the trumpet sounded all day long. They heard it. It was a call to the people, "Wake up! It's time. Wake up. It's time." I remember we were in a building program in 1980, and I thought to myself, how foolish. We'll never get this thing done before God comes. There was an anticipation of what God is doing. We're seeing in the world some things that are happening that are just absolutely unbelievable, and God is setting the stage for his entrance. We can't overestimate the worth of the trumpet to God's people. The trumpet spoke to them every day to identify what God wanted them to do, even in the early days of the army, they used the trumpet in order to direct the soldiers. The trumpets were blown before the Ark of the Covenant was moved. If you want a move of God, there has to be first a trumpet that makes a sound. At the dedication of Solomon's temple, there stood at the east end of the altar with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets. I mean, it made a noise. We want God to be with us, and we need to make some noise here. Hallelujah. There's too many churches that don't make any noise anymore. Turn to 2 Chronicles, if you will. Second Chronicles, chapter number 5. And verse 13, and it came to pass as the trumpeters and the singers were as one to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house. God's people knew that on the other side of the trumpet blast, there was going to be a move of God. Hallelujah. Amen. It's coming. It's coming. What about when Gideon's 300 men sounded their trumpets against 150,000 Midianites? It scared them to death because every man had a trumpet in his hand. The enemy became confused at the sound of the trumpet. There was victory. There was freedom from oppression because of the sound of the trump. Since the trumpets were so important to mark great events, it jars our senses when we read in our scripture that the trumpets were not a priority in the rebuilding of the temple. Glory to God. If we're going to rebuild, we maybe have to all make noise, all the singers, all of the trumpets, to the point where there is so much of a power of God in the house of God that we're almost all paralyzed because of his presence. Trumpets were blown before every battle, every feast, trumpets were blown. Jehoiakim, what were you thinking? You really think you have church without trumpets? Did you think that a ritual could substitute for a revival? And that's the problem. Sometimes we think the rituals, the special services, the special speakers, the special whatever will take the place of everybody sounding their own trumpets. Right. Listen, back then, no church could make it without a trumpet. What the trumpet was then is God calling preachers to preach the word of God. Listen for the word of the Lord. It's a wake-up call. Can you hear it? Could we be in Pentecost so long that we're not hearing the sound of the trumpet any longer? You know, what did he preach last Sunday? Well, I really don't remember. I think I heard something like that years ago. Do we need the preaching? Do we need the trumpets? Is the man of God the trumpet that calls people to worship, calls people to battle, calls people? Hallelujah. The trumpets were God's way of getting the attention of people to call them to a higher level. Attention? And that is the purpose for today's preaching. To call us. To remind us. To keep us. There's a feast. There's a battle. Well, let's just have some song services. No, we need some trumpets in the pulpit. The preacher makes a clear and distinct sound. It has to be. You know, you don't need a violin preacher. You know, you just don't. Let me soothe you. You know, let me make you comfortable. You know, no, we fall asleep in that. It's still one Lord, one faith, one baptism. It's still separation. It's still holiness. It's still important. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Before Jesus came to this world in the flesh, he had a trumpet precede him. He had a trumpet precede him. It was John the Baptist. Mark 1 and 3 says, John was the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. You see, people become trumpets. Is there a trumpet at your work? Is there a trumpet in your house? Is there a trumpet around your friends? Or have we become like violins? Before Christ came to each of us, there was a trumpet. Someone who was a voice in the wilderness to you, who came to you with information that you maybe didn't want to hear, but it was a trumpet in your ear telling you, get ready, get ready. Things that you had never heard before, now you hear. God wants to save a lot of people before he comes at the sound of the trumpet. Hallelujah. But he needs trumpets in the world to make a clear sound. Gideon put a trumpet in every man's hand. Amen. This is not about our orchestra, folks. This is about our congregation. God wants to put a trumpet in every man's hand and use it somehow. We're saved by our testimony. We need to tell people. We need to bring it up to our lips again. You and I were born again to give God a voice in this world. We are his trumpets, if you will. When darkness comes, sound the trumpet. When sin abounds, sound the trumpet. When there's sickness in the camp, sound the trumpet. When love waxes cold, sound the trumpet. When somebody has a bad day, sound the trumpet. At the end of the trumpet, there is always a move of God. Jehoiada, you made the mistake that, well, some people are making today. We don't need a trumpet anymore. That's old school. Hallelujah. Just tell us nice stories. Nothing can take the place of the trumpet. Not the emergent church or the convergent church or the detergent church. None of those things can do it. But staying with the word of God, preach it. That's what Paul says to Timothy. Be in season and out of season. Rebuke them. Give it to them over and over again. They're not going to like it a lot of times, but it'll save them. Hallelujah. John the Revelator was caught up into another world. And how did God speak to him at the time? With a trumpet. Revelation 1 and 10 says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as a trumpet. Amen. Glory to God. I want God to get my attention. Hallelujah. In the last days, God will lead his people by his Spirit to use their voice as a trumpet to this world. Somehow the information has to get out to somebody else. Amen. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to rebuild the church and we're going to pad the pews and we're going to make it real, real nice for people in order to come in. But we're not going to have trumpets anymore. There have been churches who have kind of just, downplayed worship on Sunday morning, thinking it might offend somebody who is a visitor. No, no, no. I don't want to offend God. We need to have the trumpets. Hallelujah. Nothing is more bold than a trumpet. You know, when visitors come, they don't want what they've been used to in other denominational churches. They want something exciting, Amen. You know? Glory to God. They want a move of God. Well, there can't be a move of God until the trumpet sounds, you see. And so as every one of us have a trumpet in our hand, and if we make that sound, there's going to be a move of God, and people are going to be overwhelmed by the presence of God, declaring God is at hand, Jesus is coming, my God will heal, my God will deliver. I have to tell people there's a healing God in our church right now. You've tried everything, it's not worked, why not try Jesus? Some feel that we should be harps, you know, to soothe the distresses. Come in, we are the friendliest church in the whole state. We are loving. That's all nice, and we should be. But we are not here to comfort the afflicted, but also to afflict the comfortable. Hallelujah. Well, I was a little annoyed. In fact, my first service, I know I felt the power of God, but in my mind I'm saying, I'm never going back there again. Those people are just strange, you know. I don't know if I could have a regular diet of that kind of worship and screaming and all of that sort of thing. Well, that's how we all got started, folks. Thank God for the Miriams. Grabbed a tambourine and started dancing. Everybody else started dancing. Everybody else started worshiping. Glory to God. But the need of the hour is for Gideons, who blew the trumpet to shake people out of their fear and also out of their apathy. There were seven cities mentioned in Revelation. There were seven churches, and each church had a trumpet. Paul said in Romans 10 and 14, how can they hear without a trumpet, a preacher? Well, I don't want to offend anybody. No. I was offended, and you were offended. You just weren't used to it, but you had to hear it before you could get saved. One day, I heard the sound of a heavenly trumpet calling me, and it was a sound that I hadn't heard before, but I knew it was a sound that came from God. Someone brought the message to me to begin my walk with God. It was loud, it was clear, it wasn't soothing. And ever since that day, I've been listening for the sound of another trumpet that is going to take me out of this world. Hallelujah. We need to keep practicing. We need to keep hearing. We need to keep broadcasting. Could it be that Jehoiada didn't make any trumpets because there was no one to play them? Oh, I don't want to. Well, Pastor, you and the rest of the ministry and the department heads, you are the ones who are supposed to reach out to those that are lost. I just don't know if I can really witness to somebody. No, Gideon put a trumpet in everyone's hands. And when we're all to that place where all of us blew the trumpet at the same time, I'll tell you what, the enemy is going to be confused. They're going to run away, and we're going to be able to take all of the spoils. We're going to reclaim all of the things that we have lost. Glory to God. People aren't looking for a place to be comfortable anymore. They're looking for a place that they know they can come in, they can get healed, they can be delivered. They're going to feel a Shekinah glory of God in the house of God. We are designed for this radical generation. Amen, amen. How shall we escape if we don't hear the trumpet? Hebrews 2 and 3 says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. We're confirming all of the time, this is the truth, this is the way. God is desperately searching for new human trumpets to put in his house, to say God's moving again. God can overwhelm your problems with his spirit. He can deliver you from any battles. To celebrate another feast, to get ready, to get ready, to get ready. Well, God's not going to come in August because August is barbecue time, you know. I don't know, maybe he'll come in December or January. You know, when you think not. Have you been listening? 1 Thessalonians 4 and 16 says, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout that would get your attention." We're going to hear the voice of God when he comes back with the voice of the archangel, an articulate address. Perhaps God will call each and every one of our names as he descends from heaven with a shout. You're going to hear your name. I'm calling you up. And the trump of God, meaning a blast of a trumpet that will cause a tremor. But not everybody will hear it. Well, I've invited them several times to the church. They never came. They're not going to hear the trump. Well, I've been around this thing. You can't teach me anything anymore. Maybe you won't hear it either. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up, lifted up, to take for himself, caught up together with him in clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. We will be caught up together in clouds or white clouds because of our white robes. Hallelujah. We are going to be evacuated. On the day of Pentecost, God breathed on 120 in the upper room. At the rapture, he's going to inhale, and we're going to go up because we belong to him, you see. Hallelujah. And the last thing we will hear is the voice of God and the sound of the trumpet. The last thing. It's time to look for missing trumpets to get people ready. I don't want to stand at judgment and God say, why didn't you talk to her or him? You have family that could have been in heaven. Why didn't you talk to them? God put a trumpet in each of our hands. We have information that the world needs, you see, because we can't build the house of God without trumpets. Our last scripture is found in Revelation. If our musicians would come. Revelation, the 4th chapter. Verse number 1. After this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. Aren't you grateful for open doors? And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, and said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Hallelujah. There's a trumpet that's going to talk to each and every one of us. We're going up, folks. We're going up. Would you stand with me, please? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Are we listening? Are we listening? I've heard so many messages on the Lord's coming soon, the Lord's coming soon. And unfortunately, you can get to the place where you hear it so often that you don't believe it. I remember we had a house that was right near a train tracks. And after a while, I never heard the train at all because it was so repetitious that you just put it out of your mind. Church, we could get to the place where we're thinking, well, God's just not coming. He is coming when we think not. We're in a place like we have never been in this world. Earthquakes and forest fires and flooding and hurricanes and all kinds of depravity in this world. Surely he must be coming soon. Amen. Will you keep listening? The altar's open. Would you come?